the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
All it takes is a special helmet and a glove and you're off.
You're gone, John. You're history.
It's a computer-generated world where you see and move and feel. Will real life ever be the same?
That was an ABC report from 1991 on virtual reality, which at the time was pushed and promoted as the new frontier in technology. As the case turned out, reports of the birth of this new technology were greatly exaggerated at the time. Lots of companies had a go, but none succeeded in bringing it to the masses. 2016, however, has seen another resurgence in virtual reality, with companies such as Facebook, Oculus, HTC, Samsung, all getting involved with a brand new breed of VR. But virtual reality has been around for a lot longer. It existed well before the 1990s. Sam Watts from Make Real in Brighton explains.
My name's Sam Watts and I'm the operations lead at Make Real in Brighton. Make Real, we specialise in producing immersive digital learning and development content for a range of clients from corporates to college and employee learners, but also larger scale event installations, companies who want to make a big presence with a emerging technology presence. The concept of immersion and 360 degrees came in, I think it was the 1800s, when there would be these great travelling 360-degree paintings that would take weeks to erect, and then you'd invite people to come and stand in the middle and they could look all the way around and take in a famous scene or a battle or something which was highly emotive and they weren't able to see normally. But that was obviously very primitive, very analogue style. And then moving forward, sort of the early 1950s, the first actual sort of computer-based systems and stereo concept of stereo came in. And there's two major devices. There's the Sword of Damocles and I think it was called Sensorama, where it was about immersing people and cutting out the real world around them so that they were fully engaged with the content that they were looking at. There was a big resurgence in the 90s of the first sort of consumer push, but it was old, expensive, poorly specified hardware back then, but it was the sort of pinnacle of what was possible at the time.
So I think all that stuff, it wasn't sophisticated or powerful enough to create presence. You're like, oh, this is interesting. I'm looking at some grey boxes that aren't really, aren't really moving in time or aren't giving me the feeling of presence. I suspect it felt like an interesting early proof of concept. And people, when they looked at it, went, well, yep, great, nice idea, but it's just woefully underpowered at the moment. This will be interesting in about 10 or 15 years. And that's where we are now. I mean, what's interesting is that it could have all got forgotten. You know, if Palmer Luckey hadn't come up with his Kickstarter campaign, I don't think any of the manufacturers, big manufacturers, saw this coming. You know, I think they'd have been happy plugging us with 4D TV and 8K TV sets, trying to sell us more of the same.
That's Tim Fleming of Future Visuals, a company that works and deals with virtual reality.
We just focused on the development of VR, and as well as just building content for VR, we're also doing research into how people react in VR, so how the experience of VR can influence their behavior. Last year we won the Innovate UK award to partner with John Lewis, building immersive retail. We also won another Innovate UK award, smart grant, to study operational and pedagogic innovation. And so far this year we've delivered the McDonald's VR project with Sam at Make Real, which has been good, and we've delivered a big VR piece for Peugeot, and we've got an upcoming piece with Henry Holland.
There's a current resurgence for commercial VR now, With obviously Oculus Rift and the HTC Vive having come out in just the past few weeks, and the Sony PlayStation VR coming out at the end of the year.
Those headsets you just mentioned, the new Oculus One, the HTC Vive, you know, they're consumer ready. So they've just moved out of beta, but we're definitely a version probably 0.1 rather than even 1.0. You know, I'm sure you've heard the smartphone analogy many times, and lots of people who have been reading about VR will be aware of it. But if you know, if you think back to smartphones when they were a block 25 years ago and where they are now, we're going to see that same kind of growth in power, finesse, refinement, but we're going to see it in a shorter time frame. You know, I think the iterations of VR over the next 3, 5, 8, and 12 years are going to be really stunning.
Next week, we're going to have a closer look at the current generation of VR, have a look at the experiences and the applications of virtual reality in 2016.